Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Current Issues, the radio show. I'm your host, Hisham Tilawi, and we are coming to you live from the Republic Broadcasting Network. With me, as usual, is Mark Glynn of the American Free Press. Good afternoon, Mark.
Dr. Tilawi.
Well, thanks again, Mark, for, of course, being there when I need you. Last week I couldn't make it, and
it was a tragic day.
What's that?
It was a tragic day. You were sorely, sorely missed. It was like a spaghetti and meatball dinner without the spaghetti and meatballs.
Now, I think you and Mike Piper had done an excellent, excellent job. Of course, we have a few Jews very mad at us, but, I mean, that's a different story. And that's another subject. But you guys have done a wonderful job. Well, today, ladies and gentlemen, we will be speaking about an event that probably most of you probably did not hear about it, and if you heard about it, you only heard about it on December 27th, or actually this particular person, you probably never heard of her name before, which is Benazir Bhutto, the former Pakistani prime minister who was assassinated back on December 27th in her country, Pakistan. Well, her assassination, actually, you know, it's amazing how the assassination or the killing of one person will end up having a major, profound influence on world events and on the world's future, as a matter of fact. But the murdering of 1 million Iraqis will probably go down in history and will not have much effect on anything. It is very sad when we lose touch on how we measure and put a value on a human's life. It's amazing how we are biased, extremely biased, when it comes to considering who is a valuable human and who is not. For instance, we are witnessing right now as we speak the killings of many Palestinians by Israelis, and the news media does not even mention much of that or what is happening. You have the Israeli army is practically invading one of the largest Palestinian cities named Nablus and destroying homes, destroying shops as we speak. This is taking place right now as we speak. And the many, many deaths, but those are not important. But yet, it's amazing, you know, how the media decides on whose life is worth more. Anyhow, we will continue with this, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome your phone calls, of course, but the main topic will be what will Benazir Bhutto's death do to this world. We'll be right back.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look.
work, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
This is an urgent RBN financial bulletin. Have you ever thought about making a little extra money at home with your computer? If you have and you would like to make money by actually learning how to beat Bilderberger insiders at their own game, this will be the most interesting message you will ever hear. Here is why. We all know that knowledge is power, but what most people don't know about is how to gain the kind of knowledge that insiders would really rather that you didn't have. Once you get that knowledge, it then becomes a question of turning that information into financial gain. Well, there's now a very real chance you will actually be able to make money this way. Here's what it's all about. There's a new program available that teaches you how to scan the media for enormously profitable insider stories. Once you learn what's ahead for a given company, you'll have an enormous advantage over the rest of the market. Get the details at www.earlymorningadvantage.com. That's earlymorningadvantage.com or call 815-259-4552. Once again, the site is www.earlymorningadvantage.com.
There are many types of storable foods, but how about a superfood that contains every nutrient that the human body needs for survival? 50% protein, 300 milligrams of potassium per ounce, and calcium and magnesium for your heart and bones, with many more nutrients found in this incredible food source that the government does not want you to have. This product is available in powder, seeds, and oil, and is shipped free to your door in the U.S. This product is illegal to grow in the U.S., but is legal to import. Don't waste time thinking about storing food. Plan ahead and prepare for yourself and your family now, and be in control of your destiny. You can save and invest your money, but in the end, food will be your greatest asset. Remember what the Word of God says in Ezekiel 7:19. Call 908-691-2608 and see what the powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Remember, food will be your greatest asset. Call 908-691-2608. This product does not contain THC. Call 908-691-2608 today.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are coming to you live from the Republic Broadcasting Network. This afternoon, we will be discussing the Benazir Bhutto's assassination. But before we go there, I was reading a little story here about an Israeli policeman who shot an Israeli Palestinian. There are Palestinians who are living in Israel. Now, those are the people who remained in Israel when the Jews went to Palestine and very much killed a lot of Palestinians and forced out most of the Palestinians out of what was divided back in 1947 and given by the UN as to have their own state on it, to be called Israel. Well, in that particular area, Palestinians, Christians, and Muslims were living there at the time. Well, most of them left, and some of them have remained. Well, those people became Israeli citizens. They're Palestinians, but they're Israeli citizens. Well, a policeman shot a Palestinian Israeli, let's call him, and because he does have an Israeli citizen. And believe it or not, even though the court found out that the policeman's life was not under any type of threat by this man, they had very much, they gave him a month of community services and 1 year prison sentence suspended. And they call themselves a democracy. We call them the only democratic country in the Middle East, because if this had been a Jewish Israeli, that policeman would have probably to pay a lot more than just a few weeks of community services for shooting and 100% paralyzing this Palestinians, even though this is the first time that the courts would even indict a police officer for shooting a Palestinian. 20 Palestinians have been killed in the last 5 years by policemen shooting them, basically because they are Palestinians. But that's the democratic states. Now, when I say 20 Palestinians have been killed, that's the Palestinians with Israeli citizenship. But there have been, in the last 5 years, there have been over 6,000 Palestinians killed by the Israelis. But again, like I started my opening with, is we have came to put different values. I don't know if this would be a religious, a theological understanding or comprehension, or is it societal? Why do we, is it educational? Why do we put different value on different people? Some people we feel so much for when they die, and some people we just don't even have a second thought. Mark, what do you think? We're going to talk about this briefly, and then we're going to jump on the Benazir Bhutto thing. What do you think is going on here?
Well, I hate to kick a dead horse, as the saying goes, but what it all boils down to, Hashem, is hypocrisy. When somebody from the Jewish community is insulted or gets a bloody nose somewhere, everything stops and everybody has to sit and pay attention to that as if the world were crumbling down around us. Because we are taught, particularly in America, that Jewish lives are worth more than anyone else. Obviously, even worth more than American lives, because we are losing the lives of our young people over in Iraq today because of this failed experiment in Jewish self-rule known as Israel. But yet, that's okay. It's our honor as Americans, as Christians or whatever, to go over there and to fight Israel's war. So, what it all boils down to, as it always does, is hypocrisy
don't you think,
and double standards.
Don't you think when you give that kind of an explanation that you're actually giving people excuses for not thinking for their own, as if people are nothing but programmable machines, that they are supposed to be thinking the way these so-called Jewish and Jewish media wants them to think? Because we're not talking that the whole world is not Jewish, and especially the United States, you know, that the whole United States is not Jewish. The majority of the people in the United States are Christians. We're not talking about a Jewish thing here. Don't you think you're taking the burden off of Christians in the United States for not acting on behalf of those Palestinians, on behalf of those Iraqis, on behalf of those Americans that are dying in Iraq, on behalf of those Afghanis, on behalf of everybody that is dying because of the influence of the Jewish group influence? But yet we are collectively in the United States that are doing the work for that. The Palestinians are dying because of American money. Iraqis are dying because of American money and American weapons and American human force. That's
well,
the problem.
Okay.
Why?
Okay,
why?
But the thing is, Hashem, you know, when you talk about Americans being Christians, you have to understand there is a different paradigm paradigm associated with this. They're not Christians anymore in the same sense that they were 100 years ago. Now they are Judeo-Christians, which has a completely different mindset and a completely different set of definitions. Now, today, one of the criteria, one of the requirements for being a good Christian means that you side with Israel and you give the Jews everything that they want. And if you don't do that, then you're not a Christian. That's number one. Number two, the whole idea of being an American, and you have pointed this out many times on your program, you know, the Zionists have been very clever about this. They have associated being for Israel, meaning Israel and America, that their interests are the same. And if you're opposed to Israel's interests, then somehow you're un-American. So this is the thing. Now, you know, I understand what you're saying here, that this may rub people the wrong way, hearing me put it this way, but the fact of the matter is people have got to understand, a good portion of the people in this country have got to understand that they are under a spell of sorts. They're no different than the people who used to believe at one time that the earth was flat. They have bought into certain erroneous ideas, and it is leading to the downfall not only of our nation but of our civilization.
Okay. Let's forget about Christians and Jews and Muslims, and let's forget about religions, period. There is a human instinct that God had put in every one of us to value human life and to value what's right and what's wrong. Okay? We still lack collectively as a nation. We lack the understanding of what it means when a human being dies, when a human being is killed in cold-blooded.
Mm-hmm.
That's the problem, that somehow a whale swimming in the San Francisco Bay, its life is worth a lot more than a million Iraqis being killed by our forces in Iraq, by all these thousands of Palestinians being killed by the Israelis, by the Jewish Israelis, and supplied by our own tax money, our own weapons, and regardless of our religious affiliation, we still fail to stand up and speak for those victims, for those speechless souls that God created, just like He created me, you, and everybody else. Or, if you don't believe in God, whatever entity has created you, and put that instinct, feelings of right and wrong in you, you still failed to act on that basic human instinct of good and evil. You are letting evil prevail because of your non-action. And as Edmund Burke said, and I'm just going to paraphrase here, that evil wins because good people do nothing, not because bad people do evil, but because good people end up doing nothing. That's why evil wins.
Amen, brother.
Okay, Benazir Bhutto. Somebody didn't like her, and we're going to try to find out exactly who and why, but let me give out the phone number so our listeners can actually join us, and I would like to also welcome people to the chat room. You can go to the Republic Broadcasting, not the Republic, but republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the chat icon there. And so I hear the music coming. We have a break coming. We will dive into this as soon as we get back. Come back with your phone calls, 800-313-9443.
Powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism.
Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Attention, this is an RBN financial news bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our Renewable Energy Solar Program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our Renewable Energy Solar System converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Come back, ladies and gentlemen. We are discussing, we just started to discuss the Benazir Bhutto assassination, a woman who was the first Muslim woman to lead a Muslim country. She was elected to the prime ministership twice in Pakistan. Did not last, though. The first time she was dismissed because of some corruption that had to do with her husband. And the second time, she comes back 3 years later, and she also becomes the prime minister. She lasts for two more years, and then she is dismissed again under corruption charges, where her husband, she had appointed her husband as some sort of an investment minister, where he was overseeing investments in Pakistan. And he became known as the Mr. 10% at that time because it was widely known that he was skimming 10% off of all these contracts, etc., etc. He goes to jail, spends 8 years. She goes into exile. And the call comes from the White House about a year ago that we want you to be the leader again. We're going to send you back to your country, and we are going to bring democracy to Pakistan. she starts campaigning, and during the campaign, and on December 27th, just about a couple of weeks ago, she was assassinated. Mark Glynn, your take on this?
Now, why are you asking me first?
Because I am the main host in this show, and I...
Okay. It was a trap.
I understand it was a trap. But I'll let you go.
Okay. As I wrote about in this week's American Free Press, it is probably too early for us to come down on one side or the other and say she was killed by her own people. This was the Mossad. It was the CIA, or who was really a disgruntled Muslim. But the a few pieces
are you
of very important.
Are you changing? Are you changing your stand on?
No. I never said that I unequivocally that it was the CIA, the Mossad, or the ISI. But there are pieces of information that a person could form that opinion based on that. Now, as you and I have been going round and round on this topic for the last week, in the end, Israel, the United States, and the entire agenda of destabilizing the Middle East are the ones who come out of this looking pretty. Okay, if this was something that was an unintended consequence on their part, I don't know how they could not have foreseen this coming. After all, the woman went to the United States, went to Israel, and even went to Scotland Yard and asked for protection, and they turned her down.
Maybe there was a change in plan.
You mean that they planned to get rid of her?
Well, no. If she made it, fine. If she did not make it, that's fine too, because we have somebody else that we are that might be more of a stronger guy that might basically, or maybe we can work with the guy that's in there now.
Well, if she was as important to this to Israel and the United States as you are alleging she was, they would have been protecting her 24 hours a day the way that they did Chalabi and the way that they have done with Maliki and some of the other pawns and poodles that they have put in place to make sure that everything runs smoothly. Now, the fact that she requested personal security from the CIA, from the Mossad, and from Scotland Yard, and the fact that it was declined tells me that they wanted to make sure that she didn't live through this.
Well, now, she had made many visits and became very close friend to Shimon Peres. She had wrote with, is it Mark Siegel or is it Michael Siegel, somebody?
Mark Siegel.
The guy the Jewish guy in New York she wrote a book with. And also she became very friendly and close friend with a lot of influential Jews in New York. She promised that if she was elected that she will definitely have relations with Israel. And Israel was very happy about that. As a matter of fact, when she requested the Mossad to help her with her security, the Israeli government met to discuss that request. Now, if the Israeli government, or maybe they had it on the agenda of a meeting, I don't know, but during a meeting, they very much decided that logistically they could not help her, but they decided to actually help her. We'll catch this one after we come back from the break, and of course we will come with phone calls, 800-313-9443. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
This is an urgent RBN financial bulletin. Have you ever thought about making a little extra money at home with your computer? If you have and you would like to make money by actually learning how to beat Bilderberger insiders at their own game, this will be the most interesting message you will ever hear. Here is why. We all know that knowledge is power, but what most people don't know about is how to gain the kind of knowledge that insiders would really rather that you didn't have. Once you get that knowledge, it then becomes a question of turning that information into financial gain. Well, there's now a very real chance you will actually be able to make money this way. Here's what it's all about. There's a new program available that teaches you how to scan the media for enormously profitable insider stories. Once you learn what's ahead for a given company, you'll have an enormous advantage over the rest of the market. Get the details at www.earlymorningadvantage.com. That's earlymorningadvantage.com or call 815-259-4552. Once again, the site is www.earlymorningadvantage.com. In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, and we are discussing the Benazir Bhutto's assassination, and I was in the middle of a statement saying that the Israeli government actually, in a meeting, have considered and tried to find ways of how it could protect Ms. Bhutto, but that was actually a couple of days before her assassination, and you know what gets me, Mark, is Benazir Bhutto, before she even went to Pakistan, and in an interview that was reported back in October of 07, like 2 months, over 2 months, three months before she was assassinated, she did fear that she would be assassinated. Now, I don't understand. You know, you can't protect somebody in the middle of hundreds of thousands of people. How in the world? I mean, the guy that shot her was right there by her car. And when you have hundreds of thousands of people mingled in, how would you protect even someone like that? Why would she go knowing before she even went? She herself said that I fear assassination. Why do that?
Well, my take on that, Hisham, is that we know that the Bhutto family was a very political family. I mean, they were as much involved in politics as a fish is involved in water. And her being out of the loop like this for the last 8 years, it must have been, I mean, she was literally, no pun intended, dying to get back into Pakistani politics to the point where she was willing to even risk her life to get back into this. So I'm not in the least bit surprised to hear that she knew what kind of danger that she was facing, but yet she decided to do it anyway. She and her family, they are addicted to politics.
But yet, at the same time, there is a Pakistani constitutional amendment that when they arrested her husband and he went to jail for 8 years and she went into exile in Dubai, the United Arab Emirates, there is a constitutional amendment that bars her from ever running for a political office or the prime ministership. And even with that, I guess we have so much Musharraf will do for us now, even to allow an opponent like that, because we very much know this is where me and you disagree on. To me, we were building her up to go in and mess up. You see, there was no it was a win-win situation for the neocons and the Israelis. If it worked, they will have their woman in power. They will have a relationship with Pakistan, the only Muslim country that has a nuclear bomb, the only Muslim country to actually have a substantial and real threat, not an imaginary threat like they had with Iran, but a real threat. It would be with Pakistan. So they would have conquered one of the most Muslim states out there and the strongest Muslim states out there in the Muslim world. If it does not work, they will win too, because they would have had sent the political scene in Pakistan. It would be in shambles, and the whole country will be in shambles, and that's what they want. They want Pakistan to disintegrate from within. That's what they are. That's what they were after.
Okay.
Now
that's
where me and you disagree on why she was assassinated.
No, I agree with you that they want to destabilize Pakistan so that they can so that they have the pretext for going in and taking control of those nuclear weapons. This is something that American Free Press was predicting 6 months ago, that we would see some type of incident take place in Pakistan, because all of the rumblings from the typical neocon warmongering types were saying, we need to get in there. We were predicting this 6 months ago. Now, where I don't think that you and I disagree on this at all, they do want to destabilize Pakistan, which goes back, it supports my theory, which is, they brought Bhutto in for that destabilization. I mean, let's face it. The way that it appeared, it was that the country was falling apart. They needed a woman such as Bhutto to come in and kind of calm things down. I mean, look at the way she's portrayed. I mean, the only thing separating her from an image of the Virgin Mary is the fact that she speaks with a Pakistani accent. Okay, so why would they kill her if she was supposed to come in there as a stabilizing factor? So obviously they killed her for the express purpose of destabilizing that country, so that they have the pretext to go in there militarily, as they're now talking about doing.
See, that's where me and you disagree, because I think, to me, if she would have stayed alive and became their woman in Pakistan, it would have been a lot much better for them than if she's dead. You see, my theory is they had nothing, the Mossad and the CIA had nothing to do with her killings, because she was there for them, and you think they might have had something to do with it so they can destabilize the country.
No, what I think was what happened is that the last speech that she made, she was warning the Pakistani people. She said, the foreign troops are coming. They are going to be here, and we don't need them here. We can take care of these problems all by ourselves. Now, as soon as she said that, she's basically signaling to the powers that be, I'm going to use my influence with all of these people right now to make sure that American troops or NATO troops or whatever do not come into Pakistan. And once she said that, she signaled to them that she was not going to play the game the way that they had originally agreed they would play the game, and that was the reason why they got rid of her.
But you're assuming that, though. You are assuming that she was signaling by a statement like that, that she was warning the people that the Americans are coming or the Israelis are coming. And I don't see it that way. I don't see the Americans are even going there if she was elected. It does not make any sense. But what happened is, this woman was in bed with the Israelis, with the Mossad, with the neocons, with the Jewish money in New York. She was coming and being forced on a Muslim country by the Western powers, and she had made some derogatory comments before she died. A week before she died, she made some derogatory comments about the people, mainly the what we call here the extremists or Islamists, of how they are raising their children. She criticized the way how they're raising their children, etc., etc. She made some derogatory comments about these people. She did meet with Olmert, as a matter of fact, a week prior to that, and they even discussed, and she met with Hamid Karzai, the Afghani president, talking about and discussing how they would very much neutralize the area, the border area between Pakistan and Afghanistan, and that's where most of the Mujahideen, that's where most of the fighters are, those who are opposed to the American invasion of Afghanistan, the American invasion of Iraq. That's where we call the troubled areas, and that's why we say Al-Qaeda is in that area. Now, she made some derogatory remarks about those people, and those people had every reason to actually assassinate her. They stand to win by killing her a lot more than the Israelis who were going to stand, who were winning if she made it to be a prime minister. It's going to be a relation, open relations with Israel, something that Israel have been trying to do with Pakistan for a long, long time. So, do you understand what I'm saying?
I do. But the
of course, we'll be talking about this for a whole darn week, so you should understand what I'm saying.
I do understand, but I disagree, because here's why. First of all, she was in bed with the Israelis and with the neocons, but people will do all kinds of things and make all kinds of deals and play kissy face with all kinds of people until they get elected or until they get to where they need to be, and then they dump them. I mean, look what Bill Clinton did. He promised Israel the moon when he was campaigning in 1992, and then after he was elected, he said, forget it, I'm not going back into Iraq. So I what I see here is that they were preempting what they saw was going to be a reversal on her part. And they said, okay, you know, this didn't work out, so let's make the most of this.
Okay.
Let's kill her and blame it on Al-Qaeda and try to reverse the losses that we incurred with the release of the National Intelligence Estimate.
Okay, I think you're just making that based on assumptions. But let me bring Steve from Ohio into the mix and see what Steve has to add to all of this. Steve.
Yes, sir. You know, I can see why both of you have different opinions, because I'm very puzzled over this whole thing. I thought Bhutto was going to back to Pakistan under the blessings of our government. Okay, so I was watching TV one night, and I scanned across the Canadian news channel, and there was a reporter interviewing Bhutto. And this was supposedly about 2 weeks before she returned to Pakistan. And the reporter asked her, she said, aren't you afraid of all the murder threats like you have against you, or all the threats you have against you? And she come out, Bhutto, now this is out of her mouth. She comes out and she says, well, all of my close friends, apparently the ones that protect her, keeps warning her that if she goes against Musharraf, she's also going against Bush. And that surprised me that she would say that. So I don't know why she would come out and say that. But anyways, you know, later then I read a report on one of the news sites where the Pentagon had made a deal with Musharraf to bring our special forces in there this year and help them, to help train them. And this report said that Bhutto would have never agreed to let our troops come into the country like that. And I don't know if that would be a reason to get rid of her or not, but I don't know. It's really confusing. It's puzzling. And I'm not sure. Personally, I think a sniper killed her. And I don't think the guy in the crowd with the handgun killed her, but that's just my opinion there. But I still can't. That really baffles me about her coming out saying that in that interview. I'm trying to find that interview. It disappeared. You know, I can't find it anywhere, but it was on the television. And then I tried to go to their website to try to find it, to rewatch it. And I just can't find it anywhere. So,
you know, in support of what you're saying, Steve, the reaction of the Bush administration has been very, very weak after her killings. And I tend to agree that probably the Bush administration was counting more on, because let's face it, Musharraf's still the man in Pakistan, and he's still the one who decides which way the country should go. And so I tend to agree with you that she probably, that the Bush administration were probably still have their trust in Musharraf. I think with Benazir Bhutto was more of the non-official United States Jewish influence, Israeli connected scenario there, who were pushing for her to go back and do these changes. Basically, what Israel was interested in is to have a relationship, some type of political diplomatic relations with Pakistan. But, you know, as far as allowing, I know and I agree with you, as far as allowing, there was an agreement with Musharraf to actually allow some special forces. I have interviewed this past Thursday from the borders of Pakistan and Afghanistan on the Pakistani side. I have interviewed Dr. Ashraf Abbasi. He is the chairman of the Pakistani American Congress, who is visiting that area right now, and he still is in a small village on the border of Pakistan with Afghanistan, and he tells me that there are some. And that interview is available on our website, currentissues.tv, where he said that he feels there are some movement of American troops on the Pakistani side of the border. And I asked him, I said, are you talking about the Pakistani side of the border? And he said, yes. So they are already on the ground doing some sort of, but any operation there, it will not work because these are mountainous areas. And if we are having a hell of a time in controlling Kabul in Afghanistan or Baghdad in Iraq, we will have a hell of a time making a dent in the tribal areas between Afghanistan and Pakistan. Mark?
You forget about the story that came out this week also, Hisham, about the so-called snatch squads, meaning these groups of special forces, American special forces, who are literally ready at a second's notice to swoop in there and to take control of Pakistan's nuclear weapons. So I don't think necessarily that fighting the Taliban up in the northern border between Afghanistan and Pakistan is the issue. I think what it is that they have got to get their hands on those bombs.
Okay. You know something? You're right. And I did ask the chairman of the American-Pakistani Congress that same question. I mentioned that story to him. I said, listen, we have American special forces already in Afghanistan to either snatch or dismantle these nuclear weapons. He said it will not happen. How in the world? He said, number one, these weapons are not in one area. Number two, it's on continuous, it's mobile continuously. You never know where those things are, and they're never together. Like the components of a nuclear bomb or a nuclear missile, they are never together in the same area, and you never know where they are. So the minute, I mean, where are we going to go get those things? Pakistan is not Iraq. You would have to occupy the whole country, and that's something we cannot do in Pakistan, because again, Pakistan is not Iraq. And well, we'll be right back and we'll continue with this. We welcome your phone calls. We'll be right back.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
It's Christmas time, the season for giving. How would you like to save money on Christmas gifts this year and make money while doing it? Then Power Mall Global is here for you. Power Mall Global is unique. It's not an MLM and not an affiliate program. All you have to do is shop in any one of the 1,000-plus stores, including Sears, Officemax, Home Depot, Bed Bath & Beyond, JCPenney, Old Navy, and much, much more on www.powermallglobal.com and surprise your family with the perfect gifts. You'll be surprised on how much you save and get back in rebate checks for a percentage of your purchase. Power Mall Global is absolutely free to use. There's no cost to you, ever. Think of all the traffic and clutter the Christmas holiday brings. Think of the times the stores were out of that certain item that was perfect for your loved ones. Not going to happen anymore. It's very simple. Stay in the comfort of your own home. Click through 1,000 stores. Buy and save on what you want for the Christmas holiday and earn money while doing it. Go to www.powermallglobal.com and check out the millions of products that could be the perfect gift for you. That's www.powermallglobal.com.
Probably have another few minutes before we end the first hour, and we will continue this. Plus, in the second hour, we will talk about the 2008 elections. We'll see where this country is going to and where is Ron Paul. We'll talk about all that. If you did not see him in the news and on all these mainstream media, it's okay. He is there, and he got 10%. Actually, he beat Rudy Giuliani yesterday. We'll talk about this in the second hour. But going back to wrap the first hour up, Mark, what do you think?
Well, let me just add something else that we have not discussed. You look at the reaction, particularly on the part of the neocons, after the National Intelligence Estimate was released. Now, they did not see this coming. They were furious and they were frantic when their plans got flushed down the toilet right in front of them. Now, we didn't see any of this on the part of the Americans or the Israelis with Bhutto's death. So if Bhutto really was there to do their bidding, as I believe she was, and if this thing happened, really was as much a surprise to them as the release of the National Intelligence Estimate was, you would have seen more of a reaction on their part. You know, here we go again, you know, just like the National Intelligence Estimate. All of our plans were foiled by that, and now, you know, here this crazy Muslim fanatic killed her, and you would see more of a reaction on the part of American Israel, and we simply did not see it, which leads me to believe that they knew that it was coming.
That the Israelis and the Americans knew it was coming.
Meaning, yeah, that they knew that Bhutto was going to be killed.
Yeah. Well, okay.
I gotcha.
Guess.
Gotcha.
Well, no. You know what? I mean, everybody knew that possibility existed. The question is, what could they have done to actually, what could they have done to actually protect her? That's the question that we should answer. But I don't really think that she was killed because. I think she was killed because of her relationship with Israel and planning to basically bring the Israelis on board to Pakistan. Any final thoughts,
okay.
Steve?
Well, Hisham, what about the fact that Al-Qaeda and all of these other groups have denied any involvement in this?
Oh, okay.
I mean, they never deny involvement when they're involved in it.
Okay. Well, that's fine, but you see, you know, who the heck is Al? No, listen. No, you did not get anything. Who the heck is Al-Qaeda? You know, Al-Qaeda is insignificant. This is, we kept saying Al-Qaeda in Iraq and Zarqawi and all this. These people are very insignificant now. What's going on in those tribal areas is a lot more than just Al-Qaeda. These are people, you have to understand, there are people who are seeing the Western world coming to attack the Muslim world, and they are resisting, and it's not Al-Qaeda. We'll be right back with the second hour of Current Issues, the radio show. See you then.
Since 19... 19-